the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Second date update is brought to you by Amazon. Amazon's hiring part-time overnight shift associates in Milford. Get flexible scheduling and weekly pay. Apply now at amazon.com/MilfordJobs, an equal opportunity employer. Tim, my friend, my buddy, mi compadre, mi pana, how can we help you?
Yeah, so I was seeing this girl for like a couple weeks, feeling really good, and all of a sudden she just stopped answering my calls.
Okay.
I don't know what happened.
What kind of dates have you been on?
We mostly been hanging out with her son, actually, and bonding with him, which is a whole other element to it. You know, we went to Fenway Park. You know, I miss them both. You know, I really started to like both of them. I mean, I never had a kid myself, so it's kind of a cool thing for me.
Jesus, you sound, I don't know if like you're just a sad sounding person or
riveting
sound
personality.
Sad
like, right,
of this.
Like you sound like a black cloud. Maybe it's like, I don't want to be around this guy.
I mean, it could be because he's sad about, you know, losing the love of his life.
You know, honestly, guys, I've been working sewage for the city for the last 9 years. There's not a whole lot of happiness in my life.
Jesus Christ. Like there's not a lot of sun in your life either. All right.
Wow. Yeah, pretty much just. And brass.
Hope you get paid well for that.
Listen, no, we're gonna get you the second date, man. You need a bright spot in your life.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll call her next. Second date update on the 10th.
Hello.
Hi, is this Denise?
Yes.
Well, sorry for waking you. It's the Get Up Crew. We're calling from Hot 96.9 in Boston, the radio station.
Okay.
Okay, can we just ask you something really quick? It's about somebody who likes you, actually. It's a good thing.
Okay,
so we got a call from a guy who likes you a lot. So, we want to try and make a love connection here, and we're willing to pay for a date of your choosing. You pick the place, the date, the time. We know you have a son. If you want to bring him, fine, do that, and we'll pay for the entire thing. We'll set it up.
Okay, who called you about me, though? Like, who is this guy?
So his name is Tim, and you actually went out with him a couple times already.
Oh, Tim. Okay. Yeah, and?
And do you want to go with him again?
Doesn't sound very positive.
Honestly, no. Yeah, Tim and I went out a couple times. I mean, he was nice and everything, but tell you the truth, my son wasn't really impressed with him. I don't know, he's 7, so they're, like, super hard to impress, but he passed on Tim, so I gotta pass on Tim.
Are you f***ing kidding me?
Whoa, hold on. So listen, Denise, Tim is on the phone. He heard what you just said about your son.
He wasn't impressed by me? Are you? I dropped, like, $400 on tickets to Fenway.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like he's never been to a Red Sox game.
We brought him to the Toys R Us liquidation sale. I got this little kid like a Power Wheels Cadillac.
Look, I mean, like, I don't know. It's not really special for you to like drop a whole bunch of money for him. Like my ex was loaded, so I mean, the money
thing
is like
a treehouse.
You built him a hold on a second. Wait. You built him a treehouse?
I wasted like 2 weeks of pay on this kid. I don't have this kind of money. I work sanitation.
So wait, Denise, what else do you want him to do? It seems like he's really making an effort with your son.
I mean, I liked him. I just my son didn't like him. That's I mean, I live my life for him, so, you know, if he doesn't like a guy I'm dating, that's that.
What were his reasons for not liking him?
He said his hair smelled funny, and...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Bring it back to the fact that I built a treehouse, and I'm afraid of heights.
Oh!
Wow. It's not even a treehouse. It's just it's a regular house that happens to be in a tree. This thing is like, it's an apartment, all right? And I hooked up Wi-Fi in there.
So, hold on a second. Please tell me if there's more than just his hair smelled funny, Denise.
I mean, I'm not really sure. I mean, I'll ask him again, but, you know, 7-year-olds, they're picky. He's picky about the people he hangs out with at school. He's picky about the people I hang out with, I guess. But
your son is the Antichrist. Your son is the next Hitler.
Wait. Okay, let's ask her first before you go off on her. Denise, would you like another date with Tim?
I already told you. If my son doesn't approve of him, I'm not going to do it.
I was breaking my back while this kid. This is what I get. Unbelievable.